Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby from the Pentagon lectern moments ago.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland. And the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The Office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year in the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Lockdowns and masks were not as effective as you might think against the pandemic.
An analysis of studies released last month by Johns Hopkins University indicated that lockdowns in the spring of 2020 reduced COVID-19 mortality by only 0.2% in the U.S. and Europe. Fox News reports several economic professors analyzed various studies regarding how school shutdowns, business closings, and mask mandates affected the COVID-19 death rate. They concluded lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
SpaceX appears to be targeting today to fly its next batch of Starlink satellites up to space. According to a forecast from the U.S. Space Flight's Delta 45 Weather Squadron, SpaceX's next Starlink mission, called Starlink 4-7, is now expected to launch on a Falcon 9 rocket between 4:41 p.m. and 5:01 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
President Biden is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans by making immigration a public policy rather than a public safety argument. So says Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor on Newsmax TV last night, calling the situation crazy.
Well, so it has been crazy, really. We went down to the border last week, 13 attorneys general, and to see that our president really is making this a public policy argument instead of a public safety argument. Clearly, this is a national security crisis, and the President of the United States is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans, including those of us close to the border, like in Oklahoma.
The President continues to believe root causes are the reason for illegal immigration.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, and leave us in the desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
Well, it's great in theory, but the fact is Texans, Oklahomans, people all across the country are dying because of the drugs that are coming across. And when they talk about compassion, That is not compassion. So it's great that the president wants to deal with why, but we're not going to be able to fix those countries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. That is our commitment. And we will continue to do so with the plethora of guests that we have and are able to schedule on your behalf. Our next guest, Michael Letts, we're standing by for him. He's the CEO and founder of Invest USA. It's a national grassroots nonprofit organization which helps hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces at a time that they needed ever so with this movement that I think has run its course. This defund police, there's still some minor voices trying to express that, you know, our police should be defunded. But the people whose communities are most affected are, you know, speaking louder and just saying that's the most ridiculous thing that they've ever heard. And, of course, we're seeing the results of this movement, the results that even the president is backing away from, where, you know, he acquiesced and kind of went along with his left wing of his party in defunding police. And, of course, his communications director, Jen Psaki, is saying, oh, no, the president has always been for police. He never talked about defunding police. Well, technically, that's partially true. But you get that sin of omission or sin of commission and not necessarily committed it. But he just didn't support it. I mean, what did he do? He appoints for his team a vice president that was very active in these liberal ideas and bail reform or no bail and presenting bail for all these people that were, you know, destroying our country in these cities during the Summer of Love. And she's out there bailing people out. I mean, adding to the problem. And, you know, just willfully engaged in maybe not defunding police, but definitely doing what she could to make it less effective and make our whole judicial system less effective. I think you will agree based on what's happening right now. And here, police are the targets of evil people that have been, in a sense, just like we've got people coming across the border in mass, and you say, well, what happened? You know, why are you coming here? Well, Joe Biden invited us. Well, this is, in a sense, what's happened with the streets of America. We have invited crime to come in and ravage the people. I mean, you can go ahead and smash and grab and steal property out of these retail stores in your local communities. I mean, who's going to cover those costs? I mean, what happens when these people move out and say, I'll never come back? I mean, there, historically, you look back on what's happened to Baltimore and some of these other cities have been so devastated by past riots and destruction. They're not coming back. I mean, it's a ghost town there. And so the lost revenue of tax money that they would otherwise be getting from these businesses and these organizations, these companies say, hey, I want nothing to do with your city. I don't trust you. I don't believe you're going to defend me and take care of me. You're going to allow me to get, you know, robbed and, you know, my employees to get shot. You know, this is unacceptable. So they voted with their feet. And so what are they coming up with? You know, these and sadly, most of them, probably 95% of these cities are democratically controlled cities. Now, I point that out because obviously there is a problem of philosophy that has run rampant within the Democratic Party at the expense of the people that they're there to serve, supposedly. They're misserving these people with these policies that are putting them in jeopardy, as Eric Caron said. I mean, here's, you know, with his background and seeing the clear underbelly of, you know, this rampant evil and corruption that's taken place. And I understand, I mean, I kind of get it, where people think, you know, they're just kind of shocked. They just can't believe it, you know, especially when we've come off, you know, 4 years of intense hatred for Donald Trump and anything Republican or conservative, right? Got to cancel these guys. I mean, they have no say. But then all of a sudden, you're realizing people are waking up with the reality of these policies and seeing what's going on. And they're going, oh, my God, something's wrong with me. I'm becoming conservative. I only chuckle because it's ironic. I mean, you know, call it what you want. But this is common sense. I mean, you either are for evil or you're against evil. And I know people probably curdle a little bit and go, oh, gosh, you know, do you have to say the E word? I mean, that's pretty rough. I don't know what else to call it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've been so nice and accommodating and civil, but the other side isn't. Okay, this is what it comes down to. You know, you've got antithetical forces in this country and in our government that don't believe in the Constitution. I mean, listen to our president. I mean, he's the standard bearer, and he talks like the Constitution is some sort of breathing document. It's more of a suggestion than laws. I mean, it's absurd. And Barack Obama said the same thing. He supposedly was an educator of our Constitution. You know, and it's like, wow, is it any wonder that the legal profession has compromised itself to such a degree? It's the same thing that happened in our education system. What's happening with our little kids is, as Connor Boyack was pointing out just a moment ago. I mean, this whole idea of indoctrination has invaded our country. And we have to understand we're at war. As he said, that if we don't see it, we're in trouble. We're behind the ball, the eight ball here. This is what's going on. But meanwhile, you've got activities, you've got ideas that Connor Boyack are coming with, this great book from, from Eric Caron, Switched On. I mean, this is all part of the battle plan. We've had books from other great authors that and analysts and constitutional attorneys who come on the show, and John Whitehead, Battlefield America comes to mind. So many others that are there, and they're all sounding the alarm that America is in trouble. And if America is in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, that means we, Americans, are in trouble. And look what's going on the international stage, because we have been compromised, however way you want to call it. But clearly, we have been neutered in this process. We're on the verge. I mean, we're so close to World War III here, possibly. Somebody makes a mistake on the Ukrainian border, and all hell's going to break loose. And this is why the president of Ukraine is trying to calm things down, saying, whoa, wait a minute, calm down. Let's just back off. Let's take a breath here. And we should listen to them, because, you see, they know they're there on the ground. They've been living with this threat, you know, forever. Right. So they get it. They understand. I would default to the president of Ukraine. And he basically is kind of telling Joe Biden and the Biden administration, look, at why don't you guys go play Parcheesi for a while. Take a breath. We're handling this. And look what's happening. These other nations are coming in. So the relegated status of leadership from America has been compromised, and our voice is being squashed. Why? Why do you think that America is becoming irrelevant on something so important as what's happening at the Ukrainian border? Failed leadership, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. You know, Barack Obama, again, I remind you, said, elections have consequences. And we've been living the consequences for this last year. Heaven help us, because we got three more to go, even with the prospects of a red wave midterm election. But that's a whole nother story. We've got more coming up. Thanks for being with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Another network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I appreciate the response we've been getting regarding the interview that we have with Miranda Devine and her book, Laptop from Hell. It is shocking. There's no doubt. It's disturbing. And as I read the book and my discussion with Miranda, part of your heart just goes out to, a fellow human being. And I know that some people are very hard, towards Hunter Biden, but Look, at we've all messed up, and we all need forgiveness. And he's a tortured soul that has been led down a road that his father has taken him on. And even Joe Biden, for that matter. That's why I said in my interview with her, is that we need to pray for this family. I mean, they are so compromised. And the things that they've done with their elected office, and it's obvious that they've done it. And it's obvious that the Justice Department is not interested in pursuing this. And like you, I don't like it. I don't like it when we have selective law enforcement. Either we have the law for all or none at all. You know, you don't just decide, okay, well, I'm going to, because this person's a Republican, I'm going to go after them, or this one's a Democrat, so I'm going to go after them because of, you know, whoever is, you know, politically in charge at the time. You know, this is why I'm concerned in part about this red wave that's coming. You've heard me say this. I think the challenge for Republicans, if in fact the red wave does occur, that they don't get stupid. And by stupid, I mean that they start wasting all their political capital and the votes of the American people. You know, go out there and chasing all these windmills. You know, Hillary Clinton is not going to admit, you know, she's not going to go to jail. You know, Joe Biden is not going to go to jail. You know, this does, it just doesn't happen. You know, they have committed, there's no question they've committed crimes. Far worse than anything that Nancy Pelosi, who herself is not clean and pure on this either, claims that Donald Trump has committed. I mean, it's just absurd. You know, like all of a sudden you think Hillary Clinton's going, yeah, it was me. You know, I ordered the dossier. I did that. This was for competitive. Yeah, I got minions to follow. And the Justice Department, you know, struck and the rest of them. Yeah, you know, we're all. I mean, we know. We know where the smoke and the fire is, but the Justice Department and our government is not interested. You know, they're exonerated. Every day, citizens forget it. You'd be in jail. Throw away the key. You're not going to get out. But no, this ruling elite, they're above the law. And that's what happens time and again. So what a waste of our vote if the Republicans do, in fact, take over and they just want to spend their time investigating down a road that is not going to deliver the results. You know, it's just, look at, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Is if we just let the God of universe, you know, and you can call it karma, call it what you want, that it you know, renders justice to them. You know, we could only hope that somewhere this country, you know, comes under the rule of law for all. And then we can see something being done about it. But the problem is so massive. I got to imagine it's like a surgeon doing surgery on a body and realizes the cancer has metastasized to such a point that it's hopeless. You just sew the body up, let it run its course, and let it go on to the next chapter of its eternal existence. And here's kind of like where we are. The corruption has metastasized to such a degree that we just sew the body up, and going forward, we do the things that will ensure a more righteous and fundamentally integrous government as opposed to what we have now, including and not limited to term limits, including and not limited to insider trading. I know they said they weren't going to do it. They can't help themselves. It still does. And we know, regardless of the denials, regardless of plausible deniability, we know the truth. So what we have to do is ensure that we have a government in place with the proper rules to where this really just does not happen. And the people cannot stand for it. Either there is a lickety split way, a lickety quick way to get rid of these lawbreakers, these elected officials who violate their vows and their commitment to the country and want to serve themselves and serve the people. We get them out either through an election process, You know, we get the House of Representatives every 2 years. It's renewed. Of course, we have to wait a little bit longer when it comes to senators. It's 6 years there. But there's got to be some remedy, some immediate remedy, like the sword of Damocles that's hanging over the head that says, look it, if you cross the line and you go to the trough and serve yourself and you enrich yourself at the people's expense, you know, you're out of the club. You're out of the American club. I don't care about your cocktail, you know, parties that happen on the Beltway and all your arrogance and your elitist ideas. You know, we have a constitution. That's the rule of the land, and that's what gives us the playing field and the rules to play in that make it fair for all and allow for us to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What a grand ideal. These are God-given rights given to us by the God of the universe, and we need to honor God, as we were talking with Eric Caron, is that, you know, the walls of this country are down. We are vulnerable. 9/11, boy, I'll tell you, what could happen now as between the technology and the advancement of crime and the evil that's run rampant into our country because our walls are down and they've been coming en masse to such a degree that we have an elected official. We have a president of the United States that cares less. They don't care. Well, I shouldn't say they don't care. They do care. But they care for the wrong thing. You know, they're getting what it is that they want. They want open borders, and some have said, you know, they want more, you know, Democratic. This is the way for them to expand the Democratic Party by doing this. Maybe it is. But the bottom line is that these people aren't vetted. They come in. You know, here we are. We're all, you know, we got to wear masks. We got to be vaccinated, mandates and everything else. But, you know, for that, that doesn't matter. And so in the dark of night, with a lack of transparency, we're going to send people into the interior of our country. We're going to pay for their education. We're going to give them money. And meanwhile, we have legal immigrants that are waiting at the gate. And I think this past year, normally we do about 1 million of legal immigrants. And if you study the legal process of what it means and how somebody can come into this country legally, what they have to do. My gosh, I mean, some are waiting for decades to get into this country. And you've got all these illegal immigrants that have jumped the line. And because of Joe Biden and the Democrats, you know, they're insulting immigrants past and future who sit there and they bust their picks to have this opportunity to make sure that when they come into the country, according to the legal immigration laws, that they're not a liability to the country or to the city to which they live. But no, that doesn't matter for illegal immigrants. We're just going to bring them in en masse. And it's just absolutely incredulous and incomprehensible to consider what, you know, what Joe Biden and the Democrats have done to damage this country. We've got to take this country back, ladies and gentlemen, but it's going to start with we the people and those who, first of all, as I said to Eric, it really is a spiritual thing, and I can appreciate that some people, oh, Bill, you know, this God stuff. Look, it's what I know, and it's what I believe in, and what many believe in. I believe that this country still believes in God, and we're challenging his authority in a sense, but, you know, there will be that time when God makes it clear that everyone will know that he is God. And I believe that moment is coming, ladies and gentlemen, where there will be no denying whatsoever, whether this is the final bell or whether or not this is a bell to give us kind of a halfway point of what's happening. But undeniably, we're coming to the end one way or another, and how that will end will be up to you.
Your mortgage in half the time. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby from the Pentagon Lectern moments ago.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade, combat team, and key enablers to Poland. And the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The Office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year in the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As people of faith, we're admonished that we live in the world, but we're not to be of the world. And you go, okay, how do I do that? And how exactly does that work? And for many people of faith, they kind of get it, but it's a work in progress, you know, a step at a time, because the nature of the culture, like Jesus says, is leaven. But leaven works both ways. I mean, we have good leaven and bad leaven, but the leaven that we're talking about here is the bad leaven of the culture. When you look, as it's been said, that politics is downstream the culture, and you see how infected politics is right now with people at each other's throats, the animosity and everything. Well, it doesn't take a genius to look over your shoulder and say, oh, my God, that's my neighborhood. I mean, you know, this is so pervasive and it's so pronounced right now. It's like, you know, something has to happen because this is unsustainable. And I know we believe, like, oh, gosh, we've been struggling in this madness, it seems, for at least 2 decades. And enough of this stuff. I mean, when are we going to come together and really reflect, you know, the love of God and the Spirit of Christ? That's the opportunity and that's the challenge. Our next guest is addressing the so-called Great Resignation, or the Big Quit, which has seen millions of people walk off their jobs. So, you know, what do you make of this trend? Brett Billups has been an HR professional for 25 years in both private and public sectors. He led the HR function for one of the largest employee-owned organizations, and he joins us now. Brett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you talk about a biblical human resource, a biblical worldview, and applying eternal truths to everyday work. How does that look like?
we were designed and created to operate by biblical principles. I think we as the believers understand that. So biblical principles work whether we realize them or not in the workplace. A lot of, quite frankly, a lot of corporate policies and procedures and standards have been adopted from biblical principles. They just don't say that they are. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
Correct.
But I think we have an opportunity as believers to step into actually operating from a biblically principled foundation and be a godly witness in the workplace. I think that is, we've been given the tools to do that through Scripture and through the Holy Spirit. It's right there for us to just take advantage of.
Well, companies will say that they have found that people of faith who live by these biblical principles, and they're not necessarily, you know, wearing it on their sleeve, quote unquote, but it's a lifestyle evangelism, so to speak, that these are the kind of employees that are essential and foundational to successful organizations. Because like you said, I mean, the common sense things, we say common sense, really, you know, are tied to the Ten Commandments, the commandments of God. All the thou shalt nots, you know, and how we treat one another, how we respond in the workplace, how we produce on behalf of our bosses, how we respect them. It's all right there in the Ten Commandments, is it not?
It is. And I'll tell you a little bit about my journey and how I kind of finally came to this conclusion, but because I think we as believers have somehow abdicated this platform to corporations in the secular workforce just out of the lack of tools and resources that are practically available to us. I was struggling 8 or 10 years ago about how to apply my faith at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I started searching for resources to help me do that. And I found a lot of really good top-line, strategic-level theology of work resources that were written by people that I respect and admire. Really good mm-hmm. things.
Right.
But they didn't really help me in the trenches of secular work, how to deal with a difficult boss, how to deal with a poor performer, how to interview, how to deal with sexual harassment issues. And so I started studying and researching on writing on my own about how to deal with those things, which was more of an edification for my own spiritual walk than anything else. Because, and I suddenly realized that I would walk out of Sunday mornings thinking, oh, you know, these are great sermons, wonderful, beautiful worship, but then dreading going into work the next morning. So I struggled with filling the gap between Sunday morning and Monday morning. And I actually was becoming a little embittered at the church and church leaders because they were not giving me the tools and resources to deal with the specific things that I was going to be walking into the next day. And then I suddenly realized that's not their job. That's my job.
Right.
It's my job to fill that gap and to apply biblical principles to the specific situations that I'm walking into on Monday morning.
So as you are realizing that that it's up to you, that you have to play an engaged role to come to the solution, then you say, okay, God, what do I do, right?
Right. Those are things that it's how do I sit down, study Scripture, pray through, use the Holy Spirit to help me apply those biblical principles to the specific situation that I have to walk in and deal with. And that's what I was missing, and that's what I was encouraged to, because that was the most satisfying thing to me as an HR professional was that people would come to me with issues, because every issue is different. People don't ask.
I, I was going to say, what people need to understand here, this takes some effort, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all type of formula, you know, right?
No, it is.
Go ahead.
It's not, it is absolutely not, because, and a lot of things that I talk about, they're not prescriptive. I mean, if you let's say, how to deal with a poor performer, if you follow all of these steps, you're not going to have a poor performer anymore. That's not going to happen. It's to put us in the right godly mindset to pray through and seek God's will and his word on how to deal with these specific issues. And it works. Biblical principles are foundation to how we work, and having the confidence in that. I mean, I think stepping into situations with the confidence that God's word's true.
Yes.
You know, even people are different, situations are different, but godly principles work. And if we keep that in mind, then we will be honoring God in how we bring his principles and apply them into the workplace.
We honor God and we honor one another, because it's, at the end of the day, it's about relationships, isn't it? And go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we have to keep the gospel in the forefront. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's even with dealing with a poor performer. I mean, we can deal with a poor performer from a policy and procedure standpoint, but there may be some opportunities that we have to drive people to God, whether it be in humility or how we handle this situation, rather than just following a specific disciplinary process and procedure. We have an opportunity to point people to Christ through those things, even dealing with a poor performer. That's the key that we have to remember.
Because they've been designed to be fruitful and multiply. That is part of their inner DNA that God has deposited into them. So how do we draw that which God has instilled in them, and that poor performance is something of the past? We're talking biblical HR, human resources, applying eternal truths to everyday work with Brett Billups, and we've got more coming up right after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Oh, God, let me be the hope for those who are in despair, those that are losing hope. And look at, I can appreciate it. You look out over the horizon of our culture and this country and the world, for this matter, all that we've been dealing with in the last 2.5 years of COVID, the millions that have died associated with COVID. It is quite threatening. And we see where evil is taking a hold. And just as Isaiah said, that there will be that time when evil will be called good, good would be called evil. And, you know, for people of faith, this is especially alarming because we're seeing this happen. But God said this was going to happen. So no big surprise, you know, to God that this is occurring. And so we need to be in alignment with God and his purposes for a time such as this. Now, one aspect of our culture has to do with our work, that God has called us to be fruitful and multiply. And I just wrote about this recently, Brett, that, you know, God wouldn't have told us to be fruitful and multiply, you know, just to frustrate us if he hadn't given us all the goods, everything that we would need in order to fulfill that commandment, would he?
That's exactly right. I mean, he's given us everything at our disposal. And I think we've forgotten that out of a fear of man or a fear of a lack of faith in who he is and a lack of identity in who we are in him. We tend to shrink with that. But now is the time that we need to be bold and just remember that God is true, and God is faithful to him and his promises.
Well, you know, think about what you just touched on in terms of our identity. I mean, there's a sad story here where you had this young, beautiful woman that committed suicide. And what it's what we're being told is that she was identifying with those that she didn't even know. They were impacting her identity and telling her that she was ugly and worthless and everything. She was just beautiful, educated, had an incredible future, but got drowned by the false impressions and the lies of social media. And, you know, she ends up you know, jumping off a roof to her death. And this should be the story, you know, for a lot of young girls and young boys as well, is that where are you getting your identity? If you're getting it from human beings, it is flawed. But your identity, it comes from God himself, the one who said that while you were in your mother's womb, he's sitting there, he's putting you together with everything you need in order to go out and have a productive life to such a degree that when it comes to that point, he can say, well done, good and faithful servant, right?
Yeah, God considered us special enough to come to earth, die for us, and hold our very eternal lives in his bosom. That's our identity, is that Christ considers us worthy to do that. And we need to preach the gospel to ourselves every single day and remind ourselves that regardless of what the world deems as worthy, even in 1 Samuel, where David was presented, don't look at his stature, look at his heart. God sees his heart. That our identity comes from God's value of us and not men's value of us.
Yeah, and we don't say this with arrogance, ladies and gentlemen. No. I hope you're hearing our hearts here.
Humility.
It absolutely is, because when you get that and you understand that, it is crushing in a sense that it humbles us and brings us to our knees and causes us to look at one, as I said earlier, this is all about relationships, relationship with God, relationships with one another. And this is what helps us in relating to people. And sometimes the people that God calls us to relate to are the most unrelatable. And, you know, this is where God's love comes in. Because God knows, hey, look, I got a challenge for you today, Brett. You're going to come, you know, somebody's going to come in front of your desk that is just, you know, you think it's going to be Satan incarnate. But you know what? My seal is on that person. My seal of approval is on that person. And we may not be able to see it with our earthly eyes, but with our spiritual eyes and trusting in God, that the appointment is not by happenstance. It's by design. I mean, I'll tell you what, that excites me, because when you are co-laboring with God for his eternal purposes, man, I'm telling you, that can be a lot of fun, can't it?
And what an opportunity that we have, especially in our workplaces. Christ died for every created being.
Yes.
He did. And if we just humble ourselves and remember his love for us, and his love for them, we will handle so many. We would handle every situation so differently.
Yeah, without
Rather
a doubt.
With a hammer, there would be grace and mercy. Now, we still have to have some accountability. Absolutely. God held and Christ held people. He holds people accountable, but with a loving and gracious heart.
Amen. Well, this great resignation or this big quit. Mm-hmm. That we've seen where millions of people are walking off their jobs. What's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you, as a result of the pandemic, everybody started working from home, enjoying the flexibility and time with family and friends. They would be able to work at their own pace during their own hours, and started really reevaluating their life's priorities. Mm-hmm. And so realizing that we don't have to have our identity in our careers. There's higher priorities than the career. People started evaluating what they wanted their life to look like. Some took a lesser job with a more flexible schedule. Some started their own business. Some retired earlier than expected. But it left with hyperinflation in the mix, people started leaving jobs for higher paying jobs just to because of the higher cost of living.
Right.
But even though the frequency of resignations has increased because people started reevaluating, they didn't want They didn't have a desire to endure toxic work environments or bad bosses or unreasonable job expectations. The last couple of years has really, in essence, put a spotlight on poor managers and poor cultures, and we need to recognize that. People don't have a desire to work in toxic work cultures anymore.
Exactly.
They're looking for something else. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful opportunity we have as believers, though, is that they're starting to realize that the higher priorities of family, higher priorities of loved ones, over and above their career, are actually godly things. Mm-hmm. They're starting to recognize what an opportunity we have as Christians to say, you know what? You know what you're searching for? You're searching for what God has. That's the higher priorities that you're looking for. What an opportunity we have as believers through this to point people to Christ, to change our cultures, to change our workplaces, to have workplaces that focus on godly things.
Exactly.
What an opportunity we have as believers to do that and impact on the kingdom that way.
Without a doubt. And to one another, Brett Bellips is with us. We're talking about his book, Biblical HR, Applying Eternal Truths to Everyday Work. Brett, you touched on something here, and we've got a couple of minutes left. But I could spend all day with you on this stuff, especially when it comes to, you know, some companies seem to be more focused on diversity metrics than in people. Break that down, if you would, for us.
Yeah, I think even, first of all, I want to say diversity is a beautiful thing. God has created diversity. We are going to, Revelation tells us that people from every tribe and nation and culture will be singing his praises. Diversity mm-hmm. is beautiful.
Right.
But we've twisted that and we have elevated diversity above the call of Christ. And when I say that, it's that we've considered our race and gender and even gender identification as
right.
But people are searching for individuality. They're searching for that. I remember seeing a video clip not too long ago of an individual who listed off 10 or 15 different gender identity pronouns that they wanted to identify with. It was sad because they're seeking their identity in worldly labels rather than the fact that God has created us as individuals. He created us for his purpose with specific gifts and talents and abilities. And we don't need to find that in worldly labels. We find it in who he has created us, in his diversity.
Well, and once again, it's the counterfeit versus the legitimate. The counterfeit mm-hmm. comes from the world and the powers of this world, and the legitimate diversity comes from God himself, and that definition and that force unites us. It doesn't divide us. The purpose of the world's idea of diversity is to divide us, not to bring us together in relationship, which is what most of this has been all about. Brett Bellips, thank you so much. Your book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Appreciate the time. Take care. All the best. Godspeed, my friend.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?